Happy Thursday. What's up, Reinas? Welcome back to another episode on the Crown with Confidence podcast. Today, I have a great episode for you to really help encourage you if you have been struggling to stay consistent with your fitness routine at home. This one is a big one I get because of the fact that I have transitioned as a trainer from being more in person to now more of like this virtual faraway trainer. The biggest thing I get from a lot of the women I used to coach is like they're struggling to stay consistent with their workout routines at home. Well, I'm going to give you some encouragement here because I was that too. I always felt like I needed a coach in front of me 24/7, like I couldn't get a workout in, but life and times change, right? Like I'm a busy mother now, and I know a lot of you are busy mothers. So getting to a gym, having a trainer all the time probably is not very practical. So I'm going to give you these tips to encourage you to get you on track or get you back on track if for some reason you have fallen off the wagon of doing your fitness routine at home. Let these tips encourage you. Grab a notebook and pen, grab your coffee, and let's get into today's episode. Hola, Reinas. Welcome to the Crown with Confidence podcast. My name is Monica Rojas. I am a wife, woman of faith, homeschool mom of two, and the founder of BoxFit Queens. This podcast is dedicated to helping stay-at-home moms build confidence in themselves while they build up their homes. If God has called you to stay home, to maybe homeschool your kids, work from home, run a business, or simply just stay home to raise your children, this is the perfect podcast for you. As a stay-at-home mom myself, I know the struggles and challenges that came when I first became a stay-at-home mom and how I wish I knew what I knew today. By trusting in God and really prioritizing my routines and taking care of my physical as well as mental health, I became such a confident mom and enjoyed every precious moment with my children. Reina, you deserve to feel your most confident self no matter what stage of motherhood you are in. As the founder of BoxFit Queens and a boxing fitness trainer myself, I have witnessed the amazing transformations that boxing fitness has done for so many mothers. I want the same for you. So if you are ready to be the best version of yourself while building up your home, raising your children, and you want to do it while partnering with God, you are in the right place. So let's straighten that crown and lace up those gloves, because we're about to knock out all those old belief systems that are stopping you from being the woman and mother God created you to be. Let's get empowered with today's episode. All right, ladies, before we get started, this podcast goes perfectly with offering you this. If you are having trouble maybe starting a workout routine, you don't know where to start, you've started and stopped, or you're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to transition to a home workout, home gym. Go grab my free 30-day Confident Mom Boxing Challenge. I give you a free 30-day calendar. I believe you can pick from a 3 or a 5 day a week on that one as well. And you can do your workouts from home. It's free workouts. You also get a habit tracker that helps you with being intentional with your time on your phone. It gives you a checklist so that you can prioritize, you know, your personal development stuff, like maybe reading or listening to a podcast, doing your workout and praying or meditating for 10 minutes a day to just really get you in alignment with what it is God has for you, and also inviting God into your workouts. A lot of the times, my friend Micaela said this and I really loved it. She did a reveal of one of the boxes that I gifted her, and she said, you know, worshiping is not just in music, it's in your body, right? Like it's moving your body. Like those are other ways to worship. And I thought it was so beautiful because I never even saw it like that, right? So prayer is an important piece. Working out, moving your body is an important piece. And it's also really taking care of the beautiful body that God has blessed you with, right? So go grab that 30-day Confident Mom Challenge. And if you have taken that challenge already and you're ready for like a next level thing, come and grab your She Is Strong Confidence box. This is a 6-week boxing program that I have in boxes. It comes with so many beautiful things. It is faith inspired. It has your 3 workout bands, a 6-week program. Everything is recorded and ready for you to hit play. Comes with your calendars, a workout prayer, a t-shirt, a tote bag. your koozie, your headband. It comes with so many beautiful things. You can go grab your She Is Strong box and grab $10 off using code QUEEN10. Again, that's code QUEEN10. Go check out our website at boxfitqueens.com, and you can go grab your six-week program. It also comes with a free community, so you can come and share your experience. We're very active in that community, so you can come and be a part of a community with other women, other mothers, and, you know, enjoy your workouts from home. So there's that. Let's dive into these tips. I have 8 tips for you. This is if you've fallen off the wagon. This is if you're struggling with staying consistent with your workouts, or you're just like, I cannot keep up. I want to tell you something really quick. Let me be real. Let me be vulnerable. I have struggled off and on with this too, right? And even with this program, like, I don't follow it to the T 100%. The guidelines I give you are to keep you on, you know, on a schedule. If you're one that struggles with being able to stay consistent with your programs, but sometimes I move my days around. Like, I can't always get in a workout Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I have my calendar and I'm like, all right, I can get this workout in on this day, this workout in on this day, right? You are able to do things like that. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't be like, tell yourself that you're not able to do it because you didn't do it right the first time. And that drives me to my first tip. Let go of the perfection. You have to let go of the perfection. It is driving you nuts. It's gonna drive you nuts. You already have a lot of things on your plate as a busy mom. This does not need to be one that should stress you out. Exercising, taking care of your body should actually be something that de-stresses you. And if you're stressed out about the fact that you're not working out, or you're not getting in a consistent, you know, you're not following a program to a T, like, we need to let go of that perfectionism, right? Now, if you are one that keeps like purchasing programs and then you just don't follow through and you're saying that all of them don't work, then probably there's something going on there, right? Like, we have to take a look at maybe some behavior modification on why it is that you're struggling to follow through, or why it is that we quit. But a lot of the times, I gotta say, a good percentage of why a lot of people quit is because of perfectionism. We think that if we don't follow it 100%, we gotta quit, we gotta throw in the towel, we gotta start all over again, all the progress has gone to waste. And I think that mentality is actually what hurts us. Like, it's okay to wanna do better. Yes, we always want you to do better. I think it's great to always want better, to always be encouraged to do things differently so that it benefits you in a, you know, positive way. But if you're constantly like that person that, you know, you make a mistake and you're hard on yourself, and then it makes you like go into this spiral of like anger and bitterness and you want to quit, I don't think that that's healthy for you. I really don't, you know. And then I can tell you that, somebody being a mother, that I have a lot of things on my plate too. I'm a homeschool mom. I can't afford to be taking that kind of energy and negativity to my children. It just doesn't work. And we know that it's a domino effect. When we have that perfectionism, and that's across the board, not just in fitness, but even with your children, with yourself, it is not a healthy domino effect. Let's just say that. So that's number one. Number two is you have to be prepared. You got to have some kind of structure, some kind of preparation. So this could be you getting your workout clothes ready the night before, if you're going to work out in the morning, or waking up in the morning, you know, you're going to work out after, you know, you do something with your kids, after maybe you pick up your kids from school, or after, you know, some kind of sports practice. Like, if you know that that's going to be you, have your clothes ready. Have your shoes ready, your clothes ready. Be in a place, or put your clothes on already, and, you know, get your workout in while you're doing some things with, you know, with the kids practicing, whatever. Be more prepared for getting ready for your workout, right? Last thing you want is to, you know, just last minute say, oh, I'm going to get a workout in, scattering for your clothes. You get frustrated. You don't know what you're going to do. Have your workout ready. Have your things ready to know what it is you're going to do. Go in with the plan of action. Go in with some direction. It's important. Because if not, then you're kind of like all over the place, right? This could also be getting your workout area ready. So like after your last workout, or if you haven't worked out yet, setting up your weights, your mat, having that ready so that you just go in, maybe hit play or follow your workout and get into your workout. Take away less things to do before your workout, because I guarantee you the more you got to do, the more discouraged you're going to get and the bigger chances you're going to want to give up. So if you are a person that has a protein shake afterwards, get your protein shake ready beforehand. If you're a pre-workout person, get that ready beforehand. Try to like have your time like, hey, I'm going to work out at this time. I need to have these things ready so I can just grab them and go. Make it easier for yourself, because you will get frustrated. I know this. And you will want to quit. We don't want you quitting. All right, next one is number three. This is another good tip. Change up your routine. If the routine you have is not working for you, if you're always frustrated, you hate it, you dread it, it's one thing to feel like, oh man, this is going to be challenging, and you got a little fear behind it, but you actually end up loving the workout afterwards. That's one thing. But if you just hate it, like I hate, hate is a strong word, I'm sorry, but I personally dislike very much running on a treadmill. That is not my thing. I will run on a treadmill if I absolutely have to, but I dislike it very much. Like that is like my least favorite exercise ever. So I would not have a routine where I run on a treadmill every day. That is just not realistic for me. I would actually more than likely give up. I would more than likely be angry, upset, frustrated. I won't like it, you know, and I'm not to say that I can't like it later, that maybe later on I'll get a love for running on a treadmill, but right now at this moment, it's just not something that lights me up. So I'm not going to set myself up to do things like that, that, you know, maybe I dislike very much. So, you know, a big thing you want to do is do something that's going to be encouraging for you, you know, find something that you're going to actually like look forward to, that you might enjoy, you're going to love, or you're interested in trying. You know, hint, hint, if you want to try something new, I have a full boxing program that you can try. I got a free one, and I got one that you can purchase and actually get a boxing workout with workout bands. Those are the resistant bands. So try something new. Try something fun, creative, Pilates, something. Do something fun that you look forward to. Find something free on YouTube. I also have free workouts on YouTube. So, you know, just follow something that you're going to enjoy, okay? But change your routine. If you hate it, if it's driving you nuts, and you don't look forward to exercising, okay? The next one is change the time that you work out. So this is another tip. You don't have to do this. This is just if you find yourself always missing your workout, or you're always like, man, I cannot like do this. So I recently changed from my early morning workouts to like a midday type workout, because I was constantly like, I mean, I would go to bed a little bit late, and then, you know, I was either doing something, or, you know, I was having some alone time at night, and then like to read or to like catch up on things. And then I'd wake up a little later, and then by the time I'm waking up, my kids are waking up, and I wasn't really able to like get going in the mornings for some reason. So I said, you know what, instead of just like not doing it, let me change the time. And I did. I moved it more to like midday. So it worked out perfectly, because, you know, my kids are a little bit bigger where they can play or do something while I'm working out. So it worked out. It's been working out that they go and do something fun. I'll set up an activity, or I work out by where their playground's at, and I get the workout done. And it's worked wonders, you know. So timing, changing your timing is another important one. If you're the opposite and you find that maybe you've been trying to work out later in the day and you keep like pushing it back and making excuses, then maybe you want to try getting up a little early. You want to try working out in the morning and finding a time that works for you, right? Or working out at night. I mean, night is iffy just because sometimes it gives you energy where you're going to want to like not be able to sleep. But I found that sometimes the best, like not the best, but the only time I was actually able to get alone time was at night. And sometimes I'd had to just get my workout in at night, you know, and, you know, my husband would be laying with the kids already or getting them to bed. And I'd be like, I'm going to get my workout in right now, you know, even if this pushes my sleep back a little bit, you know. So it's about changing up the time, finding a time that works for you. It doesn't have to be a permanent set in stone time, but find something that works for you so you can continue to you know, like, stay consistent with your workouts. That's important. Number five, another big one, join a community. Find a mom's group, find a group with like-minded people, a fitness group, an accountability group. We have a personal Box Fit Queens group. It's off of social media. It's absolutely free. It's on Mighty Networks. We're doing a devotional in there right now. And we're also, like, you know, I post videos in there. There's a lot of encouragement, but there's also community. And that's a big one, because community is an important piece of a routine. And just recently, this is an idea for you if you don't live, you know, obviously we don't live in San Antonio, but if you live in San Antonio, then come join our in-person community. But we just started doing Wednesday mornings where every Wednesday we meet at the park with our kids and we're doing a boxing workout, 30-40 minute boxing workout followed by either a walk or a play date, or we're going to do like a little picnic. But you can, if you're not even in San Antonio or you're not in this area, you can create that community for yourself. Like, maybe gather some moms, get a mom friend with her kids, and y'all meet up once a week and y'all just get like that one workout in, get that one walk in, find a workout y'all both love on YouTube, or like join the challenge and do it together. Do something with accountability and with community, because that, it makes it fun. It makes it like y'all look forward to doing something together. You know, you can create your own little community to meet in person one day and then like get consistent at home with your other ones, or join an online community where you actually see other people working out and checking in their workouts. Like, all of that does something to you, that adds that little motivation that you may need to get yourself up and going. Okay. I know for me, like, when I was like on social media a lot, like constantly scrolling and a part of a lot of groups, like, it wasn't very encouraging to me. Like, I was looking at a lot of things, but I was like, when I wasn't applying the action, it wasn't encouraging. It actually was making me more discouraged. But when you're actually in action, doing workouts, and you join a community, it makes it even more fun, because you're like, wow, I'm doing something too, you know? So if you're going to join a community, take action behind it and actually get your workout in, you know, do some accountability check-ins with some friends and make it fun. So that's my advice for a community. And come join ours if you like. So that's also in the link in the show notes. All right. Okay. So the next tip, number six, is you want to keep the vision in front of you. This one is a big one. So part of my workout program too. You're going to hear me talking about the program a lot, because I just want to kind of give you an idea exactly what inspired the idea of why I created the Box Fit Queens program the way I did. The She Is Strong box, because I thought about you to the T of what it's like trying to get a workout at home and you struggle with it. So this is why I created it the way I did. This brings me to tip number six, is keeping the vision in front of you, right? I created those calendars so that you can print them and you can put them right in front of you somewhere. So for me, my workout area is in the garage. Also, my washer and dryer in my garage. But I have a pretty long garage. So my washer and dryer are in the back. And then the gym is like in the front. But I have this little like billboard thing, like pin board, where I pinned my calendar, I pinned my progress tracker, and I pinned my workout calendar on there. My workout prayer on there. Program also comes with a workout prayer. So I pinned it on there to where every time I walk in and out of my garage, I'm seeing my calendar in front of me. I laminated my calendar, so I check off every time I do my workout. I'm doing a check. And it helps me stay like, man, look at how much you've done already. Look at what, you know, today's workout you got going on, or this week's workouts you got going on. I have the vision in front of me all the time. So every time I'm going in and out, I'm going outside, I'm going in the garage, I'm coming in, I pass by that calendar and I see it. In your case, you can put the calendar on your fridge. You can put your workout prayer on your fridge. You can put it at your desk. You can put it by your bedside. Have it somewhere that reminds you, or keep something in front of you that reminds you of the vision, right? Like, what you want to do, why you're doing this, why it's important for you, right? So you want to have the vision somewhere you can see it. And in this case, I'm talking about a workout calendar, and it helps though, right? So number seven is do it for your health versus any kind of weight loss or, you know, any kind of physical like transformation. Now, yes, it's very important I think if we have a goal in mind and we want to lose weight for an event, you know, that, of course, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think in this case, if we're doing it to just like be healthy and, you know, be strong moms and take care of our kids and take care of ourselves and just like not go insane, you're going to want to seek it for the health benefits, right? I know that after a workout, I feel wonderful. I feel accomplished. I feel like I have more joy. I feel less frustrated. And so I know for me that there's so many more benefits in just what I feel inside versus just what I get physically. Now, physically, yes, I have goals of weight that I want to lose and, you know, think goals that I want to set and maybe sizes I'd like to be into, but that's not my obsession. That's not something I keep like drilling and like, oh my God, you know, obsessing on the scale and getting mad at myself. Like, it's okay, I'm going to do better. I can just to be healthy, to be strong, so I can, you know, be mobile with my kids, be active with them. Your vision has to be a little bigger. Your results need to, not your results, I'm sorry, your purpose behind it has to be a greater than just the numeric value of what you're seeking, right? So that's that. And then the last one is, this is another tip, an important one, is praying before your workout. Very big one, praying before your day begins. Prayer is so powerful. Prayer is so encouraging. I pray before my workouts. I pray throughout the day. I pray in the morning. I pray at night. It's just something that I have found that has brought me so much peace. And especially during my workouts, when I just feel like it's not something I want to do, I make sure I pray before my workouts because it gives me that encouragement to move throughout my day. Now, again, that's another thing I put in the box. I put a workout prayer in there for a reason, because I think that that is such an important piece of exercise, of motherhood. I just wholeheartedly believe in that, right? And really just asking the Lord to give you strength and give you that courage to move through when you don't feel like it. Because a lot of the times I don't feel like working out. Like, as much as I love, you know, boxing, I love BoxFit Queens, I love training people, you know, my brand is around fitness, I don't always love to work out, but I know that it's beneficial to my body, I know that there's benefits for it, and I also know that when I ask God to give me the strength, like, he will give me the strength, right, and he'll give you the strength to get through what you need to get through. So if you're having a frustrating day, you're just frustrated, I hope all these tips helped you. These were 8 tips to help encourage you. I'm going to read them back to you. The first one is letting go of perfection. The second one is being prepared. Preparation, right? Getting your clothes ready, things like that. Number 3 is changing up your workout routine. 4 is changing up your workout time. 5 is join a community / accountability group. 6 is keep the vision of the goals in front of you. 7 is doing it for health versus weight loss. And number 8 is praying before your workout or the beginning of your day. Let me know what tip helped you the most. Let me know what resonated with you. I'd love to hear it. If you're on Instagram or if you want to come join the free boxing community, please come join. It's on Mighty Networks and it's the link's down below. But I am on Instagram and I am on TikTok. So if any of these tips encouraged you or inspired you, I'd love to hear. Or you can email me at cwc@boxfitqueens.com. I'm just excited. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to share this with you. I pray it blesses you, and I'll see you back here for another episode. Bye-bye, Reinas. Thank you so much, Reinas, for listening to today's show. If this episode has impacted you in any way, please share this message with another mom or woman that's needing to hear this message. Because together, we can continue to be strong in our identities and stay crowned with confidence. If you're wanting to know more about our mission here at BoxFit Queens, please visit our website at www.boxfitqueens.com and follow our YouTube channel for some more amazing free content under BoxFit Queens as well. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here soon.
Have a good day.
I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.